Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. In the studio with me this morning, I have Daily Sitka Sentinel sports editor Klaus Stolpe talking about this week in sports.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. So what's been happening?
Well, of course, everyone has probably heard by now that Ketchikan High School won the 4A state basketball championship on Saturday. The news was going viral instantly in today's modern social media climate. But to me, perhaps the biggest story from the Alaska School Activities Association state basketball championships is something that puts sports in perspective, and I just hope I don't cry on the radio because I got emotional writing about it. The story of the weekend was Mount Edgecombe senior Sonora Bell and the Lady Braves' close bond. So over the course of this season and the past four seasons and prior years before that, Sonora Bell's grandfather, or Papa as she and the team called him, would attend as many Mount Edgecombe games as possible. His name is Lowell Severin Peterson, and he is 75 years old. From her Pee Wee Day basketball years in Yakutat through her high school years on the Rock across the bridge. Quite an upstanding, solid man, very proud of Sonora and MEHS as he was a 1961 alumni. So you were lucky if you got the chance to talk to him, a funny, intelligent man. I had a brief conversation with him this year. Always saw him in the stands. He was a rowdy but controlled fan, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Very passionate. From day one, he told Sonora to play hard and win or lose. He was always proud of her. I briefly had an exchange before the Thursday state game with him. He attended the Thursday Lady Braves tough 34-32 loss to Kenai. And then Friday, he was at the big 62-43 win over Kotzebue. And he was excited to watch Saturday's game against Galena. It was his granddaughter's last high school game. Well, he passed Friday evening.
Oh.
Can you imagine being 17 years old and having perhaps your most important supporter and life teacher suddenly gone? It was heart-wrenching. 2 weeks earlier, she lost her grandmother, Sandra Jesse Mahdi, age 68, and her papa told her to play as her grandmother would want her to and would be watching, and this was the last games of the season, very tough then. So when this happened at state, Sonora knew her papa, our grandfather, would want her to play no matter how devastated she felt. She knew she had to play for him, had to give it her all. The whole team did. They all played. All 12 players played for her grandfather. Bell said that she remembered that he always kissed her forehead after a game when she was small, and maybe she felt that again after Saturday's game. There was not a dry eye in the gymnasium among the people who knew what she and the Mount Edgecombe family were going through. And Sonora Bell and Catherine Sunny, they were selected to the All-State Tournament team, so kind of capped off a very interesting state tournament for them.
Wow, yeah, goodness, like emotions on every level.
It was,
going.
You know, that puts life and basketball into perspective.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things like that are just, you don't understand it until it really comes out on the court. And so now briefly, the Sitka Wolves, they play sixth at the state tournament. CJ Takad made All-State Tournament, and I like the Southeast teams because more than anywhere else in the state, the kids usually grow up together, mm-hmm. and they dream the same goal together. And CJ had this dream bigger than others. The young man had wallpaper that showed Mount Edgecombe cutting down the region net from last season to keep him totally into earning the trip to state. And he was the leader of this team. He has new wallpaper now. It shows him cutting down the region net, and they played a strong state tournament. They opened with a tough 74-44 loss to the eventual state champion Anchorage Christian. Then they beat Nome 54-50, and they did lose their final game to Monroe 45-40. So most of Alaska knows by now that Ketchikan had a state tournament for the ages. They won their first state championship since 1974.
Wow.
And their head coach, Eric Stockhausen, was just 4 years old at that time. To win a state championship in any sport, in any classification, it takes a perfect storm of events to occur. You can be the favorite, you can have the best players, you can practice the longest, work the hardest, and dream the biggest, but one little thing can go against you at some point in that quest and cost you that goal. Ketchikan did some amazing things to earn their title. They were ranked 8th out of 8 teams by the powers that be in the tournament selection. They played the number 1 ranked East Anchorage Thunderbirds, who were 20-4, to open the tournament in basically the East neighborhood gym.
Oof.
They trailed 22-5 after the first quarter. Then the long practices, hard work, and big dreams began to gel. They crawled back into the contest, and they won 60-58.
Wow.
In the semifinals, Kehi caught a red-hot Soldotna High School team led by a young man named Jersey Truesdale. He was a state champion football quarterback. He averages 28 points per game in the state tournament. Soldotna led 35-33 after three quarters, but just as they had done the day before, the Kings rallied back once more, and Kahi won 53-48. So now everyone in Anchorage is going to come to the gym because they hear about this Ketchikan team. And yeah. Ketchikan's going to face Diamond, 23-3, in the championship game. It was tied 10-10 after the first quarter. It could have easily crumbled when Diamond went on an 11-0 run to open the second quarter for a 27-14 lead. But there was a little momentum shift as senior Marcus Lee hit a three-pointer with 44 seconds left before the half. And junior brother Chris Lee tossed up a half-court runner at the buzzer to cut the score to single digits, 31-23 at the half. And they just clawed their way back into the fray. Diamond led 41-39 after three quarters. Ketchikan had a chance to win the game in the fourth quarter, but Christian Peel, generally a good shooter from long range, missed two shots out of their offense, and the game went into a four-minute overtime, tied at 50-50. And it's important to realize that they kept going to Peel, even though he missed six three-point attempts in the game. They believed in their team and their mission, and Peel hit his next deep shot for a 53-50 lead with 44 seconds remaining in the extra time. Marcus Lee would hit two crucial free throws to answer a deep shot by Diamond, and senior Robert Hilton Sadoodle tipped in a missed shot by senior Cody Kimball for a 53-53 final. Chris Lee scored 28 points, pulled down 10 rebounds. His senior brother Marcus Lee had 14 points and six assists. Key to Ketchikan's win was team defense. Every Kings player in the court jumped to pressure and switched to help. Stockhausen said that, you know, they changed their defense from previous years, and it took a good 2 months or so to become proficient. And I love that the Kings won just for the fact that Stockhausen took a lot of heat during the season and previous seasons. And I know this because Southeast is a small place. parents sometimes think their kids are greater athletes than they really are, and coaches usually are to blame when a child is not starting or scoring, you know, 800 points a game or winning a state championship every year. When in fact, obtaining the highest goal possibly every year is something to shoot for, but is not going to be attained every year. Mm-hmm. So working hard shouldn't be an also thought for a state title. Working hard should be what is expected from players every season. So Ketchikan, 1974 was their last state title. In 1976, they lost in the state championships, and I was a sophomore for Petersburg that year, and they beat us in the region semifinals, costing us the trip to state. In 1977, we beat them during the trip to state, and in 1978, Juno Douglas beat us in the region championship, and we both went to state. Petersburg lost our first game by point to top-seeded Diamond High School. So another nice moment for the state tournament was the expectation for that final game. Over the past 2 weeks, the state champions from all divisions were from the same schools. The 1A boys and girls state champions were from King Cove. The 2A boys and girls state champions were from Point Hope. 3A boys and girls state championships were from Anchorage Christian, and the 4A Diamond girls topped Bartlett 62-57 earlier on Saturday night, and all of Anchorage is thinking that, you know, they would have the next game as well. The Diamond faithful usually fill the whole area behind their bench up high into the arena, and the Diamond high school kids always fill the section right under the basket by their own bench, meaning that they are in the face of the opposing offense in the first half, and then they belittle the opposing defense in the second half. So to see the little old Anchorage, little old Ketchikan team persevere was incredible. And so, story's not done yet. to top it off, the pilot of the Alaska Airlines jet that took the team home and myself from the state tournament early Sunday morning was from, wait for it. Well, he's Kenny Colville, the senior starting point guard for the 1989 Ketchikan Kings.
What?
So the whole flight was like, there will be some turbulence on our flight to Juneau, but don't worry. The state championship Ketchikan Kings are on board. And then there's no service on our short flight to Sitka, but the state champion Ketchikan Kings are on board. And then if you are continuing on to Ketchikan or in Seattle, our ground time is limited in Sitka, so stay on board with the state champion Ketchikan Kings. So the championship trophy was all over the plane from the tail to first class and in the cockpit.
Excellent.
I think, but I can't be certain, two or three of the Ketchikan seniors probably got to fly the plane.
I mean, they're state champions.
Oh, yeah. And I heard that Alaska Airlines is bringing back free bags of those wonderful salted peanuts, going to call them King's Championship Nuts. That's just what I heard. Don't quote me.
Still rumor. All right.
That was my sports for the weekend.
Man.
Holy cow.
The drama that has ensued this weekend.
Yes.
Nail-biting games, like emotional journeys for all these players.
And,
I
hopefully people watch some of it on the NFHS network that March Madness carries with AWSA. So I hope you all got to enjoy it because I know everyone in the gym up there in Anchorage did.
Definitely enjoying it. So goodness, so state tournament's over. That means everyone can kind of take a breather.
A breezer. You know, we have soccer's going to be started up. Track and field has started up. Softball and baseball has started. Once we get into full swing, it'll be fun to check out and see what's happening around Southeast.
No rest for the sports fans.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, Klaas, thank you for coming in and giving us the lowdown for this past state basketball tournament.
It's always my pleasure to be talking to you guys.
Thanks.